The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off today with the rundown at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, March 30th, music education tour featuring Nito and DuPont Brass. That starts at 9. Thursday, March 31st, Jump Mountain and Harvey Street at 8. Saturday, April 2nd, Indecision with Jump Mountain at 8:30. Tuesday, April 5th, Lucky Day at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 8th, Runaway Gin, Tribute to Fish, and that starts at 9. Saturday, April 9th, Steam Room Etiquette with Pipe Sleeve, and that's at 8:30. Sunday, April 10th, Chris Renzema with Antoine Bradford, and the concert starts at 8. Thursday, April 14th, and Friday, April 15th. It's the Future Birds with Illiterate Light. Both evenings, the festivities start at 8:30. And then Saturday, April 16th, Idle Wild South, a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band, and that concert starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 and less noted. Wednesday, March 30th, Eyelids with Jay Gonzalez and the Guilty Pleasures at 8. Thursday, March 31st, Strung Like a Horse with Calico at 8. Friday, April 1st, Sunny Miles with 3 a.m. Sound. Saturday, April 2nd, Deep Six, tribute to Pearl Jam with Adhesive, tribute to Stone Temple Pilots. Sunday, April 3rd, Nashville Stories Tour featuring Autumn Nicholas, Madeline Finn, and Kinsley M., 8 o'clock. Monday, April 4th, Brendan Abernathy with By George at 8. Tuesday, April 5th, Actors with Motrick and Core Deluxe. Wednesday, April 6th, Pazer with Melvich and Noctum at 8:30. Thursday, April 7th, Paycheck, Gentramel, Darius King, RKO, Left Dead, Big John and Noah. That all starts at 7:30. Friday, April 8th, Nearly Strangers with Jacuzzi and the Number Nines. Saturday, April 9th, Road to Shikori featuring Tumbao, Africa Unplugged, and Laura Gunziki. Sunday, April 10th, Cat Bamboo with Echo Nest and Clout Chaser at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, April 12th, Benefit for Ukraine with Pseudo Cowboys, Roar the Engines, and Why the Hell Not, and that all starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, April 13th, the Nth Power with Zoo Crew at 8. Thursday, April 14th, Animal Weapon album release with Lewis, Casey Battle, and Sam D. and Snars. And Friday, April 15th, Magic Beans with the Orange Concert. And also from the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, and most shows there start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, March 31st, Shaky Graves was here. Friday, April 1st, Kaleo Fight or Flight Tour. Saturday, April 2nd, Lane 8, the Reviver Tour. Tuesday, April 5th, Dirty Honey and Mammoth WVH with the Young Guns Tour. Wednesday, April 6th, Jelly Roll, Work in Progress, U.S. Tour. Thursday, April 7th, Car Seat Headrest. Saturday, April 9th, Jerry Cantrell. Monday, April 11th, Johnny Swim, the Johnny Swim Show. Tuesday, April 12th, Mount Joy. And Friday, April 15th, the Yacht Rock Review. The last weekend of April, of course, just a month away. That's when Merlefest 2022 fills the air with a weekend full of music. The festival dates Thursday, April 28th through Sunday, May 1st. Merlefest, considered one of the premier music festivals in the country, serves as an annual homecoming for musicians and music fans. Held on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro, Merlefest was founded in 1988 in the memory of the late Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music legend Doc Watson. I'll give those dates again. April 28th through May 1st in Wilkesboro. Okay, the exhibit of Vincent van Gogh's work called The Immersive Experience apparently won't be taking place until April. I thought it was supposed to start in March, but I was wrong, wasn't I? Anyway, tickets for the event start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for children. Still no word on the location. Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC in Durham, Tuesday through Sunday, March 29th through April 3rd, it's Oklahoma. Tuesday, April 5th, Disney Princess, the concert. Wednesday, April 6th, two cellos with special guest Matt Simons. Thursday, April 7th, Letterkenny Live. Friday, April 8th, Britt Floyd, the World Tour 2022. Saturday, April 9th, Brian Regan. He happens to be a regular on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Wednesday, April 13th, Postmodern Jukebox. Coming up later in April, Trey Kennedy's Are You For Real Tour. The Price is Right Live, Chris Rock, Ego Death World Tour 2022. Pretty Woman the Musical, Gladys Knight, Hannah Gadsby's Body of Work Tour, and Jersey Boys. Then in May, My Fair Lady, Get the Lead Out, Peppa Pig's Adventure, and a big hot ticket, Hamilton. Okay, here we go. PNC Arena lineup. Let me see. We'll start out with Friday, April 1st. Mike Epps, the No Remorse Comedy Tour. Saturday, April 9th, it's Bon Jovi. Monday, May 16th. Casting Crowns plus Hillsong Worship featuring We the Kingdom. Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. Here's a new ad. Wednesday, June 22nd, Machine Gun Kelly. Mainstream Sellout Tour with Avril Lavigne and Ian Dior. Saturday, June 25th, James Taylor and his All-Star Band. That's an early look at PNC Arena. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, April 1st, it's Trevor Wallace, Are You That Guy? Tour. 27-year-old stand-up comedian, writer, and actor, Wallace can be seen just about everywhere on the internet, and has collectively built a digital thumbprint of over 1 billion views across his social media channels. And that starts at 7. Saturday, April 2nd, the magic of African rhythm. Telly Shabu is a professional musician originally from Liberia, West Africa. Telly grew up in a family performance ensemble where art was a way of life. A Forward Promise Fellow and an alumnus of the African American Dance Ensemble, till he seeks to guide young people on the drummer's path. That's at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 2nd, Gary Gulman, born on third base tour. With over 25 years in comedy, Gary has established himself as an eminent performer and peerless writer. It's no wonder the New York Times wrote, Gary is finally being recognized as one of the country's strongest comedians. Wednesday, April 6, paper hand puppet intervention. For more than 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used paper mache, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. This is a 9:45 a.m. performance. Thursday, April 7th, Girl Named Tom. Small town siblings trio, Girl Named Tom, seeks to create harmony in a world divided. Friday, April 8th, Verdas Manic Man World Tour. With a career traversing Bollywood, music, and comedy, Verdas has the experience of a lifetime in the entertainment industry already under his belt. The show is at 7. Saturday, April 9th, Country Wayne, Straight Out the Mud Tour. Recently named one of Variety's 10 comics to watch in 2021, Country Wayne, a.k.a. Wayne Cully, has garnered a loyal following from his widely popular digital sketches and hilarious stand-up. That's a 7:30 show. Monday, April 11th at Carolina Theater, The Fire of Freedom, a one-man play starring actor Mike Wiley and featuring vocalist Mary Williams. It depicts a freedom fighter's journey from ex-slave to one of the most compelling political leaders of his time. That show starts at 7. Also at Carolina Theater, Thursday, April 14th, Steve Hackett, Genesis Revisited. Selling England by the Pound Tour, Hackett is renowned as an immensely talented and innovative rock musician. He was lead guitar with Genesis as part of their classic lineup with Gabriel, Collins, Banks, and Rutherford. Friday, April 15th at Carolina Theater, Mark Normand, All Over the Road Tour. Mark is an extremely prolific stand-up known for his relentlessly punchy writing and expert delivery. His self-released one-hour special, Out to Lunch on YouTube, has quickly amassed over 9 million views. Mark Normand's show starts at 7 o'clock on Friday, April 15th. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, March 30th, it's The Beatles versus The Stones, a musical showdown. Backed by popular demand, two of the greatest bands of all time face off in a high-energy, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road, will engage in a barrage of hits against premier Rolling Stones tribute band, Satisfaction. It's a face-off you won't want to miss at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, March 31st, Henry Rollins, Good to See You 2022 Tour. Henry will faithfully recount the events of his life in the brief pre-COVID period since the last tour, and when things got even stranger over the last several months. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, April 2nd, Fairy Tales and Dragons. This is the North Carolina Symphony and the Triangle Youth Ballet. Come dressed as your favorite fairy tale character or dragon trainer and enter the magical realm of mystery and imagination through storytelling and music from beloved tales such as Sleeping Beauty, Frozen, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, And How to Train Your Dragon. Shows are at 1 and 4 at Bay Mandy Concert Hall. That's on Saturday, April 2nd. Sunday, April 3rd, Crank Game Play presents I Have to Do This Show, a unique experience interlaced with comedy, theater, and a realistic, if possibly warped, viewpoint of the Internet from an online influencer. That's Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 8th, Dock and Cover, the eminent flat-picking genius David Greer, longtime Doc Watson sideman Jack Lawrence, and Americana veteran Robbie Faulks team up for a guitar-fueled tribute to the music and mind of Doc Watson. Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th, Gershwin Piano Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony. This is in May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday and Sunday, April 8th and 10th, Magic Flute from the North Carolina Opera. The opera's 21-22 season concludes with the long-awaited company premiere of Mozart's The Magic Flute, a story of friendship, heroism, mystery, and love. The story, of course, tells of a young couple in love. Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th, The Magnetic Fields. This intimate concert features a set list spanning the band's three-decade career, including material from their earliest albums in the 1990s and their iconic triple album, 69 Love Songs. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater, Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th. Wednesday, April 19th, An Evening with David Sedaris. Join best-selling author and NPR contributor David Sedaris for an evening featuring all new stories, an audience Q&A, and a book signing. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, April 16th, Me, Myself, and Shirley, best known for her iconic role as Shirley Feeney in the hit television series Laverne and Shirley. Cindy Williams is a versatile actress and comedian who overcame a challenging childhood to pursue her love of acting and found stardom. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, we're going to talk about the Lawn Pass. Talked about this 2 weeks ago. If you like to attend concerts a lot, Live Nation is out with a new program called Lawn Pass. You get into almost every concert this summer at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Live Nation is offering Lawn Pass for the 2022 summer concert season at each of its 30 venues across the country. The pass is $199 plus fees and includes access to that specific venue's shows all summer long. Each venue has a limited number of passes available. The passes for Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh are on sale now via the Lawn Pass website, which is lawnpass.livenation.com. Now, there are three concerts that are not included. Foo Fighters on May 20th, Morgan Wallen June 3rd, and Tedeschi Trucks, July 21st. The Dreamville Festival, the popular music festival from rapper J. Cole, has its lineup for this year's two-day event at Dix Park. The entire Dreamville Records roster and others will be performing during the festival, April 2nd and 3rd at Dix Park. Fans of 60s and 70s music take note. The Happy Together Tour is making a stop at Carolina Theater. The stellar lineup includes the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Vogues, the Cowsills, and Chuck Negron, who was formerly of Three Dog Night. As you might expect, you are going to hear a lot of oldies and number one hits. Way too many to list on this program. That's the Happy Together Tour 2022, June 9th at Carolina Theater. Some info on tourist-type railways in North Carolina. The spring season for the New Hope Valley Railway begins Saturday, April 9th. The one-hour ride takes visitors on an 8-mile round trip in covered open-air passenger cars. Ticket prices range from $9 to $16. The website for tickets, triangletrain.com. The North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer is a historic site, once home to Southern Railway's largest steam locomotive repair facility in the Southeast. There's also a museum featuring all types of transportation history, railroading, automotive, aviation, and more. Train rides are available Saturday at 10, 11, noon, 1, and 2, on Sundays at 1, 2, and 3. The Great Smoky Mountains Railroad is a freight and heritage railroad in Bryson City. The railroad operates excursions on the former Southern Railway branch line between Bryson City and Dillsboro. The railroad has a total of 2 steam locomotives, one of which is operational, and soon to be 7 diesel locomotives in their current roster. There's a Polar Express excursion. In fact, in 2019, the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad broke all attendance records with more than 91,000 riding the Polar Express excursion alone. Tweetsie Railroad is a family-oriented heritage railroad and Wild West Amusement Park, located between Boone and Blowing Rock. The centerpiece of the park is a 3-mile ride on a train pulled by one of Tweetsie Railroad's 2 historic narrow-gauge steam locomotives. And the Craggy Mountain Line. It's a nonprofit organization that acquired the last 3 miles of the Craggy Mountain Line, an historic section of railroad located in Buncombe County near Asheville. All right, Red Hat Amphitheater. We'll cover just a few of the ones due up fairly soon. Thursday, April 21st at Red Hat, Little Dirk. Friday, April 22nd, My Morning Jacket. Thursday, April 28th, 9 Inch Nails. Saturday, May 7th, AJR. Tuesday, May 10th, The Offspring, Let the Bad Times Roll Tour with special guest Rag Tree. A Cocobooth Amphitheater. Saturday, April 2nd, it's Tacos and Taps. Wednesday, April 6th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. This is part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series, as is Wednesday, April 13th, the Mint Julep Jazz Band. Friday, April 15th, Tribute to Legends with Marcus Anderson's Let's Go Crazy Show, the music of Prince, also What's Going On, the music of Marvin Gaye. Saturday, April 16th, Tribute to Legends with Bee Gees Now, of course, the music of the Bee Gees. Wednesday, April 20th, Al Strong Quintet, again part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Saturday, April 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Wednesday, April 27th, Stanley Baird Group, again part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series, as is Jim Ketch Quintet on Wednesday, May 4th. And then, we've got 2 more to mention. Saturday, May 8th, Rock the Booth with Nelly. And Sunday, May 8th, Smooth Nights at Booth Amphitheater, Layla Hathaway, Will Downing, and Yolanda Rayburn. And then at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, April 23rd, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Tuesday, May 17th, Kiss. Friday, May 20th, Foo Fighters. Saturday, May 21st, Tim McGraw and Russell Dickerson. Tuesday, May 24th, it's the Lumineers and Camp. Friday, June 3rd, Morgan Whalen. Friday, June 10th, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin, the Kingdom Tour. Then Saturday, June 11th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. There's a new outdoor music festival to look forward to. That Music Fest will feature 2 days of live music with 12 headlining bands and more than 20 artists. It's planned for June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The festival is being presented by That Station, an award-winning Americana radio station owned by WRAL parent company, Capital Broadcasting. Here's a brief look at the main stage acts. Mountain Goats, originally formed in California but now called Durham Home with their Bull City-based record label, Merge Records. Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers, based in the Asheville-Brevard area. Mipso, established in Chapel Hill while the group was attending high school. American Aquarium is stationed in Raleigh. Delta Ray is a band of Southern storytellers from Durham. Chatham County Line is a staple of the North Carolina music scene for over two decades. And let me see, Reese Palmer, a country, pop, R&B, soul, songwriter, artist living in Durham. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.